It's 10:35 and we're going to go back to Fresh Friday mode, and we're going to talk about all things All-Star and specifically traffic. And look who's here in studio to help us out, Mickey Gomez.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so what's going on? What do we need to know?
All right, well, let me tell you. You and probably thousands of your friends you didn't know are going to be heading to the All-Star festivities this weekend. And the best advice our transportation department can give you is don't drive.
Okay.
All right. I mean, but let's be honest. Most of you are going to be driving anyway to all the festivities. But if you want to avoid traffic of epic proportions, there are ways to bypass the madness. So our suggestion is, if you live near a light rail, Sound Transit spokesperson John Gallagher says,
we're going to be fare-free on July 10th and 11th on all our modes.
And Gallagher even confirmed that Sounder will be free on the 10th and the 11th, which is really great. And you don't have to go to the MLB games to get the free, you know, the free transit.
I like that.
Yeah. And if you don't live near a light rail and you're like, well, Mickey, what are we supposed to do? Carpool. There's, there's the Tequila. There's the Northgate Park and Ride. Light rails are going to run every 8 minutes during the three-day event. And another transit option is King County Metro. Spokesperson Elaine Porterfield says rides are going to be free on the 10th and the 11th as well.
We just want people to know that, you know, Metro has never missed a game. It's a convenient, great way to skip the high price of parking, to skip all the traffic hassles, and to get directly to where you want to go.
And she says King County Metro will add extra runs to handle the crowds. Also, want to make a note, if you're like, oh, we're going to take the monorail. Monorail is privately owned, and I tried reaching out, but they are not going to be free on the 10th and the 11th. So just a heads up. Also, if you're coming from West Seattle.
Our water taxi is a great way to get back and forth across the water. And once again, you know, skip any bridge traffic you might have coming from West Seattle.
Have you ever seen that water taxi go across Puget Sound?
I have seen it, and my son's been on it a couple of times. I haven't done it yet, but I want to, because that's another one of those things. Yesterday, we were asking people on the show what should be a must-see or must-do when you have visitors from out of town.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of them.
Yeah, definitely take the water taxi. And listen, we want you to avoid driving around in circles and try the new rideshare parking lot. It's right across from T-Mobile Park on 3rd Avenue between Holgate Street and Royal Bromway. The lot officially opens tomorrow, July the 8th. So you could definitely Uber. You can Lyft down there. Another option is to walk the Green Path. And this is something that I'm actually excited to try. It was designed for walkers and bicyclists. And it's from downtown to SoDo. And Visit Seattle spokesperson Allie Daniels has more.
That we encourage people to walk and explore the city. So you'll see little green arrows that go from 7th and Pine down to T-Mobile and Lumen.
And she says the routes are going to take about 20 minutes by foot if you walk it. But bring your wallet, because you're going to want to stop and shop.
Yes, you can get a cup of coffee on every corner. But did you know you can get one at Cherry Street, and it's a locally owned business, right? Did you know that you can have the best corn tortillas on the planet at Maize at Pike Place Market?
See, and I had no idea that Maize had the best corn tortillas here. So I'm excited to go be a tourist in our city. And another cool thing is that these local businesses are going to have these QR scans outside the door. You can scan, you know, the QR code, and you can find out more about the business that you want to spend your local dollars with. So you can find out, this is a woman-owned business, this is a Black-owned business, this is an LGBTQ business, business-owned. And so you know where your dollars are going. Also, along that Green Path route, they're going to have roller skating. Yeah, there's going to be this rink for roller skating.
This is the first time I'm even hearing about this Green Path. Has that existed for a while?
No,
or
this is
just
kind of for, no,
specifically for this weekend.
So the organizations, Visit Seattle and the other organizations that put together this Green Path, actually went to L.A. to find out, hey, listen, how can we make this a really like eco-friendly experience for Seattleites and the people that are coming to visit our city? How can we showcase our downtown? And they put together this Green Path, and they were like, we love it. So from the Hilton, which is is all the way at the convention center, all the way down to Pike, and then you make your way over to Sodo, is a really nice walk. They're going to have the Green Path Arrows. They're going to have people out there. They're going to have vendors. They're going to have music. Over 21 musicians performing. So
it's going to feel like a big, fat party.
Yeah. So even if you can't make it to any of the games or the events, you could definitely go and check out the Green Path. And she said it was designed to help highlight Seattle's downtown and generate some local dollars.
Yeah. Which, as we know, they could use some.
We definitely, absolutely. So I know I'm going to take my family down to the roller skating and rink and check that out. And just one last tip. All agencies say, leave early. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in those long lines. Don't wait 5 minutes. Oh, we got to go. 5 minutes. You're not going to get there on time.
Mickey.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, I have a real, like, Allie in Tacoma just said something that I've been thinking. And she was like, I can listen to Mickey say tortillas all day.
Oh, thank you.
So,
but
okay. I want to ask you.
Okay.
If I try to say tortillas.
Yes.
Like you do. If I go to a restaurant and try to do it like that. Will they be mad at me for trying it?
No.
Tortilla.
No, tortilla.
If I did that, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like
just don't call it a tortilla.
It's kind of like being at work. It's kind of being at work in corporate America, and somebody comes in to say, "What's up, my G? How you doing, bro?" And they came and did that to me. I'd be like, But if I go into a restaurant and I say tortillas like you, will they judge me?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't.
Are you sure?
Some people would judge you.
Maybe.
Yes, because that's the way society is.
There will be someone who judges. I would just be happy that you are trying to pronounce it the way we've pronounced it my whole entire life. Tortilla de maíz. I mean, you know, tortilla de harina, or I don't know, tamale. Speaking of tamale, what was up with those tamales you had in your desk the other day, chef?
Oh, my Ecuadorian father-in-law came over the weekend, and we made tamales. Fantastic.
Tamales. De pollo are my favorite.
Mickey, thank you.
You're welcome.
We've got 400,000 people expected to come into this area.
I don't know if that's true, because there's a lot of people that told us
they don't
come to Seattle anymore.
I don't even want to hear that phrase anymore. Can we, like, starting Monday, never say that phrase? Seattle is.
I didn't say Seattle's dying. I'm saying the other part, because a lot of people said that I'm never going to Seattle again. So I would assume that traffic won't be as bad as they say.
Yes. No, it's going to be as bad as
they
say.
It's going to be bad. It's going
to
be bad.
So people are coming to Seattle?
Yes, they are.
I love you, Ursula. Coming up next on the G and Ursula Show, it is time for scenarios. It is G and Ursula.